This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Audrey Raj.
Started off the show today with a question. Are parents suffering from smartphone addiction? Has anyone commented that you spend too much time on social media? We've had quite a few responses already via WhatsApp and via Twitter and a few of the bits and pieces. Arvind, do you want to go with the tweet first?
Yeah, so we have a tweet from That's My Full Name, who says that I almost regretted getting my dad a smartphone after he retired to ensure he gets online access to keep in the loop. My mom, who still uses a press button phone, says that it's the first thing he reaches out for in the morning and last thing that he sees at night.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
I know a few people like that, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the only tweet we have for now.
All right. And then looking at WhatsApp, there's a text here from 9218. And I think this person agrees with you, Richard, because he or she says children are just like photocopy machines. So they just follow what their parents do, right? So if you're hooked to your smartphone, chances are the kids are going to be hooked too. There's another one here by Johan, and he says, remember the news about the baby who died because the father forgot to feed the baby because he was involved in online gaming? That's a scary possibility of the future.
Wow.
Wow. That's an extreme case.
Is that actual news? Or like,
yeah, was it China, I believe. Both the father and the mother, I think, were charged for neglect. Yeah. Over to Insta Story, Kuching Zenger has said, yes, parents, even in their 60s and 70s, spend too much time on WhatsApp and YouTube. We have another one, my 50s parents, but I'm all right because I'm able to monitor them. I'm easy to reach. And just a simple yes from some other people here as well. Do get in touch, though. Let us know your thoughts on this. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, or on Insta Story at BFM Radio. Are parents suffering from smartphone addiction? Let us know. Moving on now to story number two. Of course, we're talking about people reaching for their smartphones to relieve stress.
Mm-hmm.
Related story coming out of South Korea.
Yeah, so there are these things called stress cafes in South Korea that's becoming like a new craze, or no stress cafes. So they're basically, they're like co-working spaces, but you go there to get to sleep, to nap. There are things like nap cafes in South Korea. So those are a thing. You just pay to go nap. You're given like a small cubicle or something. You can take like an hour nap, 2 hours nap, you know, however long you can cut work.
This sounds heavenly.
Yeah, so, but this is designed like a co-working space. One of the co-working spaces that we have here is very fancy. It's got like potted plants. It's got like good music. It has like massage chairs, reclining chairs. It's got TVs, gaming stations, all that stuff.
You're right, Rich. It does sound heavenly.
Right? Yeah. So, and you're supposed to, the whole goal of it is to go in and just
chill.
Yeah, just unwind. That's it. There's no work to be done. It's not, you're not supposed to take your laptops in. You're not supposed to catch up on emails and stuff. You just have to go in there, pick whatever relaxation you want, and then sit in that cubicle or your space for however long you want. They're saying that the other thing is, Korea says that they've sort of lost out their older cultures of just socializing among one another because ever since these cafes and hipster cafes started popping up, so they want to integrate that into this new no-stress cafe. It's just a place, it's conducive enough for you to meet new people and actually have like good conversations with one another. So
like a cafe, you know?
Yeah. No, a cafe.
Like an old school cafe.
Without the food.
Without the food.
Yeah, so you're
like a bar without the booze.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just a space that you take up. One person here from this one of the places called Shim Story Public. So he describes it as it's more like a home within the city, but the impact it has is better than home. So it's like a living room that gives off like a lazy weekend morning vibe. It has magazines, board games, TVs, playing anime, snug soft, soft lit bedroom, stuff like that. It's supposed to replicate your rich friend's house that you went to when you were a kid.
Got it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Got it.
Yeah, so that's the vibe that they're going for. The other thing is that South Korea is one of the most sleep-deprived populations on the planet. They lack sleep. They are one of the longest working people on the planet, so they have like very, very long working hours and stuff. And it's also, they've sort of, their whole culture now revolves around multinational coffee chains. So coincidentally, they are also one of the cities that has the most Starbucks on the planet. One of the cities that has one of the most Starbucks. So there's a kind of, it ties in pretty well. So they want to sort of shift the culture towards towards just socializing and relaxing more, which they say is a culture that they've sort of lost out on over the last few decades.
See, I like this idea. Mm. And I like the idea of having a living room in the city.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with that is, you know, the one place I find comfort is in my own living room, mm, where, yeah, I'm not surrounded by other people who I might not know.
True,
that's
right?
True,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I get really, really comfortable. Not that I wouldn't try something like this, because it could just be nice to go in. It's basically like you say, or it's a bar or it's Starbucks or whatever, without the coffee and without the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go and chill.
But the best part about going home is like your seat. Your, yes, seat in your living room, your, yes, your sanctuary. And if you, I can imagine me walking into a no-stress cafe like this and, mm-hmm, like, begrudgingly staring at the person who's seated in my
in
seat.
In your spot,
in
right?
In my spot.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, so imagine you're 24 years old. You're
what are you trying
working,
to say, Arvind?
You're, imagine,
I am 24.
Imagine you're 25 years old, if you still can.
But, hey!
But you go to work, you have like 10, 12-hour shifts or something, and you're or let's say like late 20s, you're yuppie in a yuppie culture. So you're forced to work to get your promotions, to get your bonuses and stuff. And the house that you own isn't exactly a home. Your actual home is maybe out of the city. You've come in
maybe
sort of rent a space.
Maybe you live in like Bukit Jalil and you have to take like a whole hour to get,
yes,
here, right?
Yes,
imagine
maybe,
that,
yes.
Yeah.
So if that's your home,
it's
so
getting
you,
catty in the,
yeah,
studio
you might
today.
You might want a space that you can go to that's nearby for you to relax. Or if just say the home, your home away from home, you come like from someplace that's far from maybe Seoul or one of the more urban areas. Mm. So you're renting a room, you're sharing space with other tenants or other roommates or housemates, which you may or may not actually like, then these spaces might be conducive. So I don't think they are targeting people who are like who have sort of settled into life. I think they are aiming for the yuppie crowds. They're aiming for people who have newly gotten into the urban localities and stuff. They could use this service a lot.
But also for people who have settled into life, you know, maybe you live with a house full of kids, or you, mm, live with your mom or your dad, and you just want some alone time before you go home, mm, and. Well, meet the parents, see the parents again,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, you have to deal with the kids.
Somewhere to hide.
Yeah, use your smartphone because your kids are complaining that you use your smartphone too much, you know?
Yeah.
So I think this is actually, this sounds kind of cool, actually.
That's why people go on staycations, no?
Mm.
Yeah, like weekend staycations. They go to like a hotel that's like 20 minutes away,
mm,
because they just want to get out of the house.
Yeah, so this is true. This
sounds
yeah.
ridiculous, but it's sweet.
All right, we're going to have to take a very short break, folks. So the idea of no-stress cafes.
No-stress cafes, yeah.
A living room in the middle of the city.
Yes.
All right. Let us know what you think about that one as well, ladies and gents. 018-789-8899 is the number, of course, on WhatsApp. Get us also on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. The question we're asking right now is, are parents suffering from smartphone addiction? Do they spend too much time on their phones? Let us know. We're going to take a very short break. We've got some music coming up from the Talking Heads with Road to Nowhere. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.